One with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time, an Article 5 constitutional convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 constitutional convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome, everybody.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Good, Bob. How are you doing?
All right. Crazy day.
Yes, it was.
I drove by my local co-op.
Ah, good.
And we've been doing some shopping there. Anyways, long story short, they got this really wonky business model. It's basically communism / worker-owned, and there's no boss, but yet there is a boss, and it's just a bunch of BS. But long story short, they fired a whole bunch of people. it's a small business. They fired like 6 of these people, not more, because of the fact that they were threatening to create a union.
A union at a co-op?
So they were all protesting today, and I got some video footage, and I interviewed some of them. I thought that was kind of funny. I figured I'd share that with you. What's been going on with you?
Well, some interesting stuff, of course, and I know a lot of people have talked about the mainstream news coverage of missing Flight 370, the Malaysian airliner that disappeared.
I've never heard of that before.
Never heard that story. Okay. But this is mainstream news.
Is that Amelia Earhart?
Well, that was a long time ago, too, as well. And as a matter of fact, she turned up to be alive someplace else for quite some time, as the story and allegations go.
Really?
But
I've never heard that.
There is something interesting here, Bob, because, you know, we have been talking about what actually happened to that flight for a long time. A story from the mainstream news media, and this is from MSNBC, I presume. Let's see, MSN News. China demands answers from U.S. over spying claims. Beijing, China said Monday it was demanding an explanation from Washington over allegations U.S. intelligence agencies hacked into the email servers of Chinese tech giant Huawei and targeted top Chinese officials and government institutions. Wow. That was this Monday. Today. Beijing is, quote, gravely concerned about the claims and demands that any such spying be stopped. And it goes on to tell more of the story. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Li said in a daily press briefing, quote, China has made many representations to the U.S. We urge the U.S. to give a clear account and stop similar acts, Hong said. German weekly Der Spiegel and New York Times said the NSA began targeting Huawei in early 2009. The report cited secret U.S. intelligence documents leaked by the former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden, of course. The alleged spying began around the time that concerns were growing in Washington that the telecommunications equipment manufacturer was a threat to the U.S. national security. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I won't go into more of the details. I won't do too much speculation, but isn't it interesting that now all of a sudden we're having more discussion about the U.S. hacking into Chinese military and intelligence agencies and government institutions after the plan that disappears with a lot of people who were from China who had probably very high security clearance. It's been about, what, 3 weeks now or 17 days. And now all of a sudden we're finding out that there's concerns about Chinese security being compromised.
Interesting story. Steve, did you hear about this story of Israel closing their embassies around the world as diplomats?
I heard that. Yes, go with that. Go with that, because I could not find any headline news on that, but it's a big story, very big story. Go.
I mean, this is a report from Reuters. So, I mean, not that I trust anything Reuters has to say, but at the very least, this isn't just a more conspiratorial website. Well, maybe they are, depending on how you look at it. But I digress. Israel closes embassies around the world as diplomats go on strike. Israeli diplomats launched an unprecedented strike on Sunday, forcing the complete closure of embassies around the world as they escalated a dispute over pay, according to officials. The industrial actions of these individuals has already threatened to postpone a visit by Pope Francis to Israel, planned by May. One of the 25 trips by foreign officials affected by a work slowdown, the diplomats began on March 5th, when wage talks broke down. By escalating the action to a full strike, the first by diplomatic corps since the country's establishment in 1948, the diplomats will close all Israel's 102 missions abroad, paralyzing most diplomatic work with other countries and the United Nations. Good riddance, maybe? Is this a good story for a change?
I think it's a very ominous sign, perhaps, though, Bob. You know, and this was not covered very extensively at all. And I was looking around. I heard that story earlier this morning on Dr. Stan Monteith's show. He interrupted his whole broadcast to say this had happened. And I looked everywhere, and you found it in Reuters. And that's the source of this story, then, Reuters, as I understand.
Correct.
So, you know, Reuters is connected with a lot of the CIA intelligence and disinfo, or, you know, the narrative from CIA usually comes from them. But this is an important part of a very big and developing an ongoing series of events, in my opinion, because this might indicate something more than just a strike by the diplomats wanting more money. I kind of doubt that's the real reason behind all this, but that's the reason that they labeled for all these embassies in various locations around the world. And these are all, virtually all embassies, aren't they, Bob? This isn't just a targeted group, as we've seen before. This is virtually all of Israel's ambassadors are being recalled. Is that what you're saying?
It's all of the imbeciles.
All of the imbeciles and the embassies inside them, yes.
Yeah. No, this is interesting. And I'd love to get our caller's take on this story tonight and see what they make of it. My wife sent me a note when I was at work today about it, and I haven't got a chance to dive too much deeper into it, so I kind of have just a look at the periphery here. But 800-313-9443, if you want to fill in some of the gaps for us and give your take, maybe you've done more research on it than I have, 800-313-9443. We'll talk about that a bit more tonight as we go on.
Yeah, that's a story with very big ramifications, because they have been talking about attacking Iran on their own. You know, of course, they've raised, 10 billion shekels or something like that, which is tantamount to like $3.47 billion. And they're telling everybody that if you don't fight our wars for us, then we're going to fight our own. And they've got we've got our shekels here, and we're coming after them. You know, well, $3.47 billion is not going to help Israel if they launch into a full-fledged attack with Iran. So it's a bad bet, and but they're they're acting like spoiled brats, of course, because after all, since we did fight the war in Iraq and we couldn't get rid of Assad like they wanted us to in Israel, and now we've been hassling with the Crimean situation with Russia and everybody else that Israel is having problems with, and of course they've never really dealt with the issue in Lebanon, Hezbollah up to the north, which is another issue altogether, and the whole thing with Turkey and everything like that, Turkey and Egypt and Libya. But now they have their shekels together and they're ready to start a war, and this is it sounds like it's like a kid getting ready to do something that he can't get his parents to do on his own with his little bit of money, you know. And
sounds like it. 800-313-9443. Get your shekels together and call us up. We'll continue this conversation on the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just seconds. Or will we?
Here we are, coming back in 10 seconds or so. Or more than
10
that.
10 seconds? 2 seconds.
60
1
seconds.
Second. 2 seconds.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. These allergies are still killing me, man. I wake up in the middle of the night and I have a sneeze attack. Kind of sucks.
That does.
We got a bunch of good stories up on the website. I want to thank everybody who helps make that happen. They know who they are. Let's see here. Vive la France.
Vive la France.
Vive la France. Country bans Monsanto GMO corn before sowing season.
Ah, good. Good. Major step in the right direction there.
Listen to this story, Steve. Oh, this one's right up your alley.
Okay.
It's from TheGuardian.com. Vatican cocaine-filled condoms parcel seized by German custom officers. Package sent to the Vatican from a South American country contained 14 condoms filled with $33,000 worth of liquid cocaine.
Ew. I mean, I saw that story, and it's odd. You know, the funny thing about it is, what would happen if somebody opened one of those condoms and went, ooh, what is this liquid stuff in here? You know, why is somebody sending this to the Vatican? Yeah, but it turns out it's liquid cocaine. So I guess that means have a party, but be safe. I don't know what that means. You know,
don't do the powder, just liquid.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, though. What is it, about $40,000, you said? Something like that in terms of...
33,000 euros, I guess, or...
Yeah, that'd be pretty over.
Or no, Italian something, I don't know. What the currency is.
Dineros or euros.
40,000 in euros, I guess. I don't know.
Wow. That's a lot of money in liquid cocaine. I mean, couldn't they find something better than used condoms? Or, I mean, presumably... I hope they weren't the lubricated kind that get into the cocaine. I mean, it's odd, though. I mean, who would send that kind of booty to the Vatican? And what was the address? What was the address? Who was that addressed to? It was just addressed to
the Pope directly.
To the Pope directly. No, I thought it was just to the regular old General Delivery Vatican, something like that. Was somebody supposed to know where it was coming from and pick it up? Or that is very strange. Uh-huh. Very strange. Yeah. Uh-huh. Of course, there are a lot of strange things about the Vatican, and we know that as well.
Like what, Steve?
Oh, my goodness. If I start, Bob, you know what'll happen. You know, I mean...
The Jesuits.
Yes, the Jesuits. And so, of course, we're going to have our usual contest. Which are the worst, the Jews or the Jesuits?
My vote is for the Jesuits.
You think the Jesuits, huh?
Okay, I think the Jesuits are behind it. The reptilian shape-shifting Jesuits.
Yeah, but they've been doing that at the Vatican for a long time, too, Bob. I mean, that goes way back, you know.
So the Pope's on his way to Israel, right? You heard?
He was on his way to Israel.
I know. Yeah. You know, this might change things. But what does that Pope wear on his head? You know what that's called?
Well, the mitre? You mean the big hat?
Called the kippah. Otherwise known as a yarmulke.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's been said before, of course, that the Roman Catholic Church is nothing more than, you know, Judaism for Gentiles in many ways. And that's essentially what it is.
They definitely got the guild aspect down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the high priest. The same. It's basically the same system. The high priest, the enclave, you know, the temple, you know, that kind of
stuff. They do circumcisions?
Yes, they do. Well, they, you know, as I understand, most people who are born Roman Catholic subscribe to circumcision. Not all, but many do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, the course, you know, I was listening to a video last night on, you know, do the Jesuits use the Jews as scapegoats? Are the Jews the Jesuits scapegoats? In other words, do they have, you know, these...
Jesuits?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they have basically the storefront operators who are the banksters who funnel the money, handle all that, and take the blame, of course? And very similar circumstances to what we saw in Germany with the ominous parallels today, you know, where you see the problems that are realistic about a lot of people who have problems with the international banksters who are predominantly Ashkenazi Jews. And of course, we've had quite an array of them. And then at the same time, nobody sees behind the curtain or sees who else is involved. And so as a result, the average Jew gets blamed and we become another Germany that finds fault with a certain group of people without ever recognizing who is behind the orchestration of all of that event. But that's typical of us. You know, it's like Germany today. We're the same stupid mistakes again and again and again. You know, never figure it out.
I'm sorry, Steve. I disagree with you here. All Jews are responsible for all things.
Oh, well, you know, I mean, wasn't there one good Jew out there somewhere?
Can't be. That's an good Jew, that's an oxymoron.
Okay. All right, yeah.
All Jews are behind all bad things.
Well, there certainly are a core
group of Jews. And no Jews, Steve, are behind no good things.
Ah, no Jews.
No Jews for you.
Yes. Well, you know,
kind of like the soup Nazi. No Jews for you.
Ah, yes, yes. Was that Cracker Soup, or what was it called?
The Soup Nazi on a Jewish show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Number one rated, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes, yes.
When I grow up, Steve, I want to be Jerry Seinfeld. Oy vey.
I was never a big Seinfeld fan for some reason. I don't know.
Because it was a show about nothing, maybe?
Yeah, I just didn't like the kind of overall tones of his flip-flop morality issues. And, you know, he just never seemed to be somebody who cared about it. And to him, getting laid was the big issue all the time, you know. And it wasn't funny, you know, to me. I just kind of got tired of it.
Well. What about Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Curb Your Enthusiasm? Was that one of those shows that was put out by Merv Griffin and King World?
Curb Your Enthusiasm was with the former writer behind Larry. What's his name? Larry. I'm drawing a blank.
Silverstein?
Not Larry Silverstein.
He needs some good writers, you know.
Pull it.
Yeah, but we had to pull it, and so the order came in to pull it, and we watched the building come down.
Yeah. Pull it. No, what's the guy's name? Mr. Producer, help me out here. It's going to kill me.
Larry. Oh.
So, you're not there, Mr. Producer? Are you going to make me look it up live on the air? What's the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm? Larry David.
Larry David, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew I would think about it. Anyways, it's kind of funny. And there was an episode where a Palestinian and... him got together, and they were stooping each other. And this is completely inappropriate for family talk for talk radio. But she goes, "I want you to f me like you f my people."
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Anyways,
that would curb your enthusiasm.
Right? On that note, we will take a break before I get into any trouble here tonight, folks. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. 800-313-9443 is the number if you would like to join us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app, Sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve, what else is going on, man? Catch me up here.
Well, there's a whole lot of stuff, of course. We're going to get to more stories. I just thought we ought to say that, you know, folks may take us the wrong way sometimes and think that we find fault with every different group of people or certain groups of people. But the reality is it's not that it usually isn't the groups of people that do these things. It's the hideous leaders that get in charge of them. I mean, it's like the United States. I don't think people in this country are bad. I think they're just basically dumbed down and misinformed, inactive, and feeling defeated by this cluster of people who run this government today. And that's what's happening all over the world. I mean, whether it's in Russia, whether it's in China, whether it's in, you know, Israel, whether it's in Europe, whether it's, of course, United States, Mexico, Canada, and wherever our worldwide audience reaches, Bob. But that's the whole thing. What did you think of this Homeland Security exercise targets free Americans against socialist tyranny that's leaked out recently? Story here from Paul Joseph Watson, Bob, Infowars.com, March 24th, leaked Homeland Security documents obtained by InfoWars, and of course this came through our friends at Stuart Rhodes and Oath Keepers who leaked some of this information, they detail a joint DHS-FEMA national exercise to take place this week, one of the components of which revolves around an effort to counter online dissent groups, or one group in particular called the Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny, which is a disgruntled group at the imposition of martial law after the earthquake in Alaska. The document again underscores the federal government's obsession with characterization of libertarians and conservatives as some kind of extremist radical threat. The document, which is a PDF, was leaked by an individual affiliated with Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers organization and passed on to InfoWars. It is entitled National Exercise Program Capstone Exercise 2014 Scenario Ground Truth. The document is intended for, quote, U.S. Department of Homeland Security trusted agents only, unquote, and is disseminated only on a need-to-know basis. Even the role players involved in the exercise itself are prohibited from seeing the files. So we'll just see what that boils down to, but that's supposed to go on this week. It's probably just one of those little charades where people walk around and you know, talk on walkie-talkies and give each other magic handshake signals and winks and stuff like that and say, okay, it was a big operation. Let's see how it went. Let's go back and review all the cameras and the details. And was Harry standing where he was supposed to be and Willie over there where he was? And did it all work? I don't know. What do you think, Bob?
What do those handshakes look like? Will you show me?
Well, it's kind of funny. You have to kind of bend one finger one way, and you kind of make the Vulcan V, and then you reach out, and then, you know, you have to interlock with the cosmic forces when you shake hands so that the vibrations across the ley lines can pinpoint you and geoposition you in the intergalactic, you know, stratospheric map space thing.
All right, I could see that. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, they have cyber operations involved with this. You know, cyber operations, joint master scenario events list, and other exercise injects will be developed, maintained, and delivered among the Social Internet Protocol Router Network. And placeholder events in unclassified joint master scenario events list for visibility. All this other kind of stuff. U.S. Northern Command Mission on Defense Support to civil authorities has led to increased activity by some anti-government organizations. Currently, the most vocal organizations, again, is the Free Americans Against Socialist Tyranny, or FAST. Using social media, they advertise anti-U.S. rhetoric, focusing on the Department of Defense, as well as to recruit like-minded individuals to join their cause. So that's one of the things they're going to be looking at, of course. And then there are a number of other different ones along this. And it's all a part of FEMA and DHS working together to make sure that we're safe.
I feel so much safer now, Steve.
I do, too. I do, too.
I really do.
You know, even Jimmy Carter had said that he doesn't like spying, too. Some of us are playing. Jimmy Carter.
Did you hear what Alaska's doing, Steve?
Well, no. What is Alaska doing? Is this something like that? That is this the thing that spawned this reaction, or what is Alaska doing?
No, this is kind of unrelated. Alaska is planning on banning hunting animals with drones.
Okay. I mean,
that's right.
If you can't hunt animals with drones in Alaska, I mean, come on, where can you hunt them?
Well, of course, Alaska is the premier place for big game hunting. And, hunters have been starting to use drones to find their big game. Well, Alaska's going to ban it. I guess they don't have southern accents in Alaska.
No.
Welcome to Alaska.
They might have southern accents.
How do they sound like? What do they sound like in Alaska?
I don't know. They have a lot of different accents. Some of them sound Russian. It could be Russians. There.
Anyways, I thought
a lot of the towns have Russian names, you know, like Sitka and Juneau and a bunch of those. But there's a lot of Eskimos up there, of course. Hey,
is that politically correct?
Is it right to say Eskimos? Eskimos?
Mr. Producer, do you know? Is the Eskimo politically correct? It is? Yes. You sure? Yes. Indigenous. That's more politically correct.
That's right. They are indigenous of the region. They've lived there for many years. And I think they're pretty cool people myself.
I'm going to look. I'm going to start page Google. Is Eskimo politically correct?
They have changed that because there are different groups of people up there who we have called Eskimos for a long time.
All right, let's see here. The word Eskimo is commonly used in Alaska to refer to all Inuit and Yupik people of the word. The name, however, is considered derogatory in many other situations.
Yes, that's not good.
According to Wiki Answers, it is considered derogatory, Mr. Producer. It's not like using the N-word, but it is just now politically correct. Or not politically correct.
Oh, wow. I mean, see, I used to call Asian people Orientals, and I've had to change that every time I slap my mouth.
No, Oriental refers to a rug, not a person.
That's right, that's right. It can't be Orientals anymore.
It's not pronounced Inuit, it's pronounced unit.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I didn't for a long time. I don't know what that pronunciation is.
Inuit, yeah.
Inuit, yeah. Okay, well. You know, names change, and the way we speak about these folks, we want to be very sensitive, Bob. You know, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I really
you know what else is funny to Google? The word Jew.
Is it?
I'm serious. I Google the word Jew, and the first thing that comes up is, here we go. Offensive search results.
Really? Really?
Yeah. If you recently used Google to search for the word Jew, you may have seen results that were very disturbing. We assure you that the views expressed by these sites in your results are not in any way endorsed by Google. We'd like to explain why you're seeing these results when you conduct this search. You want to hear this?
Yes.
A site's ranking in Google's search result relies heavily on computer algorithms using thousands of factors to calculate a page's relevance to a given query. Sometimes subtleties, if I can read here, couldn't see, of language cause anomalies to appear that cannot be predicted. A search for Jew brings up one such unexpected result. If you use Google to search for Judaism, Jewish, or Jewish people, the results are informative and relevant. So why is a search for Jew different? One reason is that the word Jew is often used in an anti-Semitic context. Jewish organizations are more likely to use the word Jewish when talking about members of their faith. The word has become somewhat charged linguistically, as noted on a website devoted to Jewish topics such as these, and they put a couple links. Someone searching for information on Jewish people would be more likely to enter terms like Judaism, Jewish people, or Jews than the single word Jew. In fact, prior to this incident, the word Jew only appeared about once in every 10 million search queries. Now it's likely that a great majority of searches on Google for Jew are by people who have heard about this issue and want to see the results for themselves.
Interesting.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy one. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy one immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy one and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy one to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Apologize for the upsetting nature of the experience you had using Google and appreciate your taking the time to inform us about it. P.S. You may be interested in some additional information the Anti-Defamation League has posted about the issue at adl.org/rumor/google/searchrumors.asp. In addition, we call your attention to Google's search results on this topic.
Wow.
Anti-Semitism.
Oh, Is that their definition, or is that their prompt that you get whenever you see a video that they've decided that nobody can listen to because of the political incorrectness of it or something like that?
I don't know. No, you could search all day, but then they pop that up as the top search result.
Oh.
Listen to this story. Speaking of anti-Semitism, a Russian chief rabbi calls circumcision opponents anti-Semites. He says, I think that they dress it up in a nice clothing, but sadly, what they are trying to do is, again, take away Judaism from Jews. No. Not at all, you Schmendrick. Circumcision is, well, it's mutilation. It's trauma-based mind control. It's flooding the child's brain with all sorts of trauma and mutilating their bodies and taking off their body parts that have tons of nerve endings, and it's just sick, you schmuck. It has nothing to do with Judaism, okay? Opponents of the rights, which are currently under attack in several countries, are trying to fight Judaism, Lazar averred. I'd even call them, sadly, anti-Semites. Oy vey. I think that they dress it up, like I said, in nice clothing. But sadly, what they are trying to do again is take away Judaism from Jews. In the Holocaust, it was done with force by killing. Today, they realize that death doesn't work. They are trying to attack our souls. Oh, my God. He had to use the Holocaust card, didn't he, Steve?
Yeah, that's really, it's sad. It really is. And of course, have you ever read the book of Galatians, Bob, you know, in the New Testament?
I have not.
You should read it. I think it'd be very interesting, especially with your position and view to circumcision, because it was kind of interesting in those days. What had happened was the Apostle Paul had gone out to these Gentiles to talk about the gospel, but on his heels followed some Judaizers who were compelling these Gentile converts to be circumcised. And Paul came back and he said, you know, he explained, this is completely out of control. There's nothing to this. Circumcision avails nothing, nor does non-circumcision. But a new creation is what he's talking about here. A new creation of man. A new man. And so it's very interesting because they were a lot of people who were being compelled to be circumcised after they became believers. And that was one of the things that Paul refutes, that the law and circumcision has nothing to do with what we're dealing with here anymore. And it's a good book. You'd like it, the book of Galatians. It's not very long, but he talks about law and grace, and he talks about circumcision. And he even says, I would that those who compelled you Gentiles to be circumcised were cut off, meaning emasculated. You know, that people would get the point here. There's nothing to that, that you're... The whole idea of the religious value behind that was no longer pertinent to anything, is what he was explaining there. Of course, he knew what he was talking about. He had the only really trained theologian of his time and of that group in particular. But it's a good book. You'd enjoy it. What did you think of this story in Egypt about the 529 members of the Muslim Brotherhood being sentenced to death by an Egyptian court?
My goodness.
Yes. You know, it's gotten to the point where I can't even follow things in Egypt anymore. And we followed this from the very beginning. We were telling people that night that this was all happening, Bob, remember that? That the revolution had been compromised, and we felt a lot of sympathy towards the reasons why people were very upset with the government in Egypt, and Mubarak had been there, you know, president for life, essentially, for so many years. And they didn't have enough to eat. They had no jobs. They had no opportunity. And they were certainly entitled, I thought, to be upset about the circumstances. And then everything started going bad as the Muslim Brotherhood came in, and then there were revolts, and then there were demonstrations, and then there were the police, and then there was this, you know, Morsi and all these other people. But let me just briefly read this, and of course we're probably open to calls and people can comment on that. We had a correspondent in Egypt who was telling us a lot about what was going on. I wish we could get him back on the show again.
I loosely remember that. Who was it?
I can't remember either, but he was a very good journalist and analyst of what was taking place, and we were getting the inside information.
He was directly in Egypt?
Yeah, I think he was at the time.
Of somebody I knew?
Yeah, it was somebody who had been on our show, and had contacted us. We'll have to go back and listen to the archives.
Isn't that steak when you forget stuff like that? Because I remember, but I just don't remember who it was and the details surrounding it. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I do too. But we may find somebody else, and maybe that person that was with us then will be calling back to remind us of what he had told us then. But here's the story. This is from the Washington Post today, March 24th. It says, an Egyptian court sentenced to death 529 members of the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood on Monday, that's today, on a variety of charges, including murdering a police officer and attacking police, according to the reports published this morning. Among the accused are several key figures of deposed President Mohamed Morsi's Muslim Brotherhood, one of whom is the spiritual leader, Mohamed Bali. Since last July, when the National Army deposed Morsi, Egypt's first elected and civilian president, political turmoil has enveloped the nation of roughly 80 million. Hundreds of Brotherhood members have been killed and thousands more arrested. Monday's announcement is likely to worsen Islamist secular tensions. It represents one of the most sweeping actions against the Brotherhood since Field Marshal Abdul Fattah el-Sisi took power. The court has decided to sentence to death 529 defendants and 16 were acquitted, lawyer Ahmed al-Sharif told Reuters. The defendants have been on trial since Saturday in Minya, south of the capital. The sentence arrived on the second day of the hearing. So this goes on, and now these guys are in serious trouble. Things have turned over and over and over again. And the Muslim Brotherhood is in very serious trouble, or at least some of these members are that have been outlawed. The Muslim Brotherhood has been outlawed there. So I'd like to get an update on all that. I'd like to actually know what's really going on, because the things have gotten so confusing that even I don't understand them as much as I should anymore. And we've been following it. We want to keep following it.
We have. Next hour, I want to open up the phone lines, so if you want to join in on any of the aforementioned topics or anything beyond that, I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's see. What do I want to get into here in a moment? They'll have to tune in to find out, maybe, right? But that doesn't entice the listeners' appetite here, then.
Yeah,
I know that it's going to be something good, and I know we ought to entice them to tell them specifically what it is that they're going to be tuning in for. But I'm going to break all the rules tonight, Steve.
Okay.
I'm going to go beyond all that. I'm going to leave it up in the air.
Up in the air.
They know we'll take a few calls, maybe.
Yep.
800-313-9443.
Sounds good.
Did you get that number?
I did. 800-313-9443.
313-9443.
Just ask for Bob. Ask or Steve.
Bob. Or Steve. Or Tom.
Or Tom.
Dick. Or Harry. Yeah. So, could you hear that in the background just now?
I did hear that, man. What, were they watching a soccer game or something like that?
No, who knows? Baby's still up running around. Or,
that's what it was. Yeah.
Yelling in the background.
He's got something that he shouldn't have, I can
that's
tell.
My wife going, whoa. That probably means, be careful. And baby chat, I don't know. All right, folks, hour number two coming up in just seconds.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.